I'm glad it's winding down here. We can get to the games that start counting in the win column, but I think it's been a good camp for us.
Aaron, did you harken back to your scout team days? It seemed there was a little extra spirited effort from the first team when you were running the scout offense today.
I always like to have fun with that. I think some of that is Josh Sitton and his false enthusiasm there to get things going. But you need a little bit of that every now and then. And that the scout team, you know, it's something you need to have fun with. So I'm glad we got to do that today, give those young guys a look, and looking forward to see who separates themselves this week.
What do you call it?
I'm not a good one to answer that question because I don't take the physical toll that most of those guys do. But, you know, it's been a different schedule with the new CBA and the rules. And I think it's been a longer, you know, more meeting time probably than we've ever had in my seven camps. But I think it was a productive camp.
Did you wind up with the same amount of throws? Were you up or down? I know Mike said he really didn't have a pitch count for you going into this last month.
Yeah, we throw a lot of practice. You know, Tom's always got us doing stuff in individual, and you know, I think it's hard to gauge unless you had a ticker out there. But you know, it seemed about normal.
Having so many veterans of esteem, did it help in this kind of environment coming out of the lockout?
Yeah, I think it did. I think the bigger help was that, you know, Dom was in place and Mike was in place, and it's their offenses and defenses. You know, the consistency, there's obviously changes and you know, little tweaks that we made, but a lot of carryover and a lot of the same guys, too. I think it's been tougher on the younger guys, but, you know, for us older veteran players, you know, it's been kind of business as usual. Fine. Well, first of all, that wasn't my rookie year. Wasn't.
Have you guys started on the same chip?
Some of us, I think, have, yeah.
You've talked about the importance of starting fast offensively. The last 2 years, you guys have been really productive in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
Is that evidence that there's no real carryover from the preseason? How do you view what you guys, because you've had another productive preseason, how do you view that, and what, if any, is the carryover?
I think we're kind of optimistic. We've had better preseasons the last couple of years and started a little bit slower, so this year has been a little bit less of a explosion on offense, and we've punted more times, so we're hoping kind of the reverse effect happens. There's not a whole lot of carryover, I think, what you see in the preseason, what you see in the regular season, other than the third preseason game where the teams play a little bit more like they want to do. I mean, teams are very vanilla in the preseason, and it's more about winning your one-on-one battle up front and almost a glorified 7-on-7 at times, depending on the coordinator. You know, we didn't see a lot of pressure this camp, kind of like the past couple years. And for us, it's more getting to a point where we feel good about who's blocking up front, their continuity, who's running the ball, and kind of how we're distributing the ball. So I like where we're at. I like the know-how, what we've done with that. This is going to be a little different face on the offense, I think, and we're hopeful that we can sustain kind of the start that we usually have. I think we've started fast the last couple of years and not been able to sustain it the first 5 or 6 weeks, and hopefully we'll be able to do that better this year.
Do you see the know-how becoming your identity, the team's identity?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. It's just got to be a wrinkle in the offense and something that we can, you know, use at different points in the game, something that they got to prepare for.
Just the most weapons you had at your disposal in the season?
I don't know. I mean, I love the weapons we got. It's nice to have them all healthy. I think very similar to last season, starting out the year. So it's hard to compare, but it's, you know, it's nice having the weapons we got and James Starks being healthy and Alex Green adding him to the mix. So I think if you take the entire skill positions as a whole, I think this is probably, you know, on paper, the best group we've seen.
Did you lobby to play Thursday?
I don't know if I would say that.
What
was it? Good follow-up. I said that you know, whatever you want me to do, I'll do.
Would you like this offense to become one of those score-a-minute bunches, or more like what it was last year, especially in the playoffs, where it was it got enough and then it, you know, controlled the tempo?
I would like the 09 season when we led the league in time of possession, we set the Packers records for points, set the Packers record for points on the road. That is kind of the blueprint for us. I think we were plus 24 that year in turnover ratio as well. That's what we'd like to do. I think we're just adding the no huddle to the mix as a changeup. You know, at any point in the season, you're going to hit a lull in the offense. I think it can be a changeup for us to change the tempo around and hopefully, you know, get us going a little bit better at times. But last year, you know, I think anybody in the offense would tell you that was not the kind of offensive football we want to play.
You mentioned not seeing a lot of pressure in the preseason. Do you think it's possible that you'll see less in the regular season and teams will try and play you differently? I think statistically you've led the league in quarterback rating against the blitz each of the last 2 years.
Well, you know, it's as a young quarterback, I think you have to get kind of through the initial storm of defenses throwing everything they have at you. And if you prove that you can deal with that and be effective, then it really changes the way teams play you. If you look at the three playoff games, I think Philly kind of hung back a lot. Atlanta brought pressure and we gashed them a little bit. And then Chicago kind of played their base defense. So I think there's merit as a defense coordinator looking at all three of those ways and trying to stop us. Personally, you know, I think we like it when teams bring pressure because if we can pick it up effectively and I can deal the ball, there's more space. So it's going to be interesting to see how teams play us. You know, every team has kind of looked at us a little differently. I think you saw more, like, teams spying me as the season went on. You saw teams dropping eight at times, and then you saw teams who just said, you know, we're going to bring pressure and see if you can pick it up. The Redskins did that and had a lot of success with that. So, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag depending on what the coordinator wants to do, I think.
Aaron, the one sack against the Cardinals, it looked like your head snapped back. You hit the ground pretty good. And then in one of the sacks against the Colts, it looked like there was a helmet-to-helmet contact as you went down. Maybe it wasn't that severe, I don't know. But in your mind, are you past worrying about any contact to your head bringing back the symptoms you had last year?
Yeah, I'm past that. You know, I think if you look at those two individual cases, you know, they were concussions. They were non-related. I think that's the most encouraging thing. They weren't related. And I recovered from them, so. You know, I got my trusty helmet and just confident that you know, that won't be an issue.